June is Pride Month, and across the country, members of the LGBTQ community have been celebrating. Cincinnati's Pride Parade and Festival go on tomorrow, despite a tragedy in Florida. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Last year, Pride celebrations were boosted by a Supreme Court ruling, striking down bans on same-sex marriage. This year, festivities are dampened by the shooting deaths of 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. Cincinnati Pride spokesman Sean Baker says when the LGBTQ community is pushed down, it grows stronger. He says that's demonstrated in the number of parade entries this year. There are 150.
The additional entries, we had 116 before the tragedy in Orlando, and it's grown from there.
Baker says more than half of the parade entries are not from LGBTQ groups.
One example is just alone, Kroger will have more than 500 people, and Procter & Gamble has notified us that they will have over 1,000 people just in their entry. So, you know, it's our sponsors, it's local business, faith community, groups in our own community, groups outside of our community.
Baker says the show of solidarity and support has only grown after the Orlando shootings. The parade starts at 11 tomorrow morning, winding through downtown to the festival at Sawyer Point. That continues until 9 o'clock. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.